Ouyang Yujing, deputy director at the Department of Boundary and Ocean Affairs with the Chinese Foreign Ministry, tells CRI that the Chinese government is resolute in protecting this country's national interests. But at the same time, he says China's door is always open for talks and cooperation.
中国与部分国家的岛礁的主权的争议和主张的管辖海域的重叠问题的话呢,
The island's disputes and overlapping claim of territorial waters are only part of China's relations with the neighborhood, not the whole picture. They are historical issues.
He notes that China has completed border demarcation negotiations with 12 of its 14 neighbors. As far as the regional disputes are concerned, Ouyang says the Philippines' plans to take the South China Sea dispute to a UN tribunal violates the basic consensus laid out in the Declaration on the Conduct of Parties in the South China Sea. The Chinese government is on record opposing the Philippines' move to take the issue to arbitration as a part of the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. Ouyang Yujing contends that all parties in the South China Sea are fully capable of working together for mutual benefit.
Currently, we are facing some difficulties to jointly develop the South China Sea, but the principle is practical. I believe we can find ways to develop the area together and promote regional peace and common prosperity with the sincerity and wisdom of involved parties.
The senior diplomat says the policies laid out by former Chinese leader Deng Xiaoping 3 decades ago are still relevant today.
Putting aside disputes and jointly developing the area is a political expediency to reach a win-win situation in economics. Without harming the sovereignty and the marine rights and the interests of each party, it is in line with international laws and is in wide practice globally.
Ouyang Yujing says the Chinese government will maintain its commitment toward peaceful development as its guideline in negotiations. For CRI, I'm Su Yi.